Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
And this is live on the power cam.
Let's go, man.
This guy is crazy.
Oh, boy! Get off the ground!
10-0, 10-0.
From around the world. And across the country.
He's in the woods.
From your own backyard. This is the reality of law enforcement today.
Look at that! Hold on!
For the next 60 minutes,
look out.
You'll be a witness.
Shut your truck off.
You'll see everything an officer sees.
Negative.
The fastest pursuits. The scariest shootouts. The most extreme and unusual crimes.
I need some help.
Ever captured on video. Police and news gathering agencies around the world have sent us this footage.
Sparking pretty good.
Because they want you to see for yourself the insanity of criminal behavior. Because only when you've seen how it happens and why it happens can you make sure it doesn't happen to you.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. During the last year, I've traveled all over the world to find the hottest police videos, footage from the front lines of battle. Tonight, we're going to give you a close-up look at the World War on Crime. So brace yourself and get ready to get real.
Miami, Florida. Police units scramble to stop an SUV on a rampage.
Okay, they're telling us that the truck that was involved in a strong-arm robbery just a few moments ago.
The chase began after the driver and his two partners ripped off an old woman's purse.
The truck is now heading toward the freeway.
They only scored $35. So why are they fleeing like they committed grand larceny? Because the driver is running with the fearlessness of youth. He's only 15 years old and has pure bravado pumping through his veins. His partners in crime are no different. Along for the ride are his 12-year-old brother and their 13-year-old friend.
Oh, he just sideswiped another vehicle.
They're flying by the seat of their pants.
The driver does not seem to know where he's going.
And that makes them dangerous.
They're weaving through traffic now.
The patrol cars fall back to navigate traffic more safely. But when the driver threatens to lose them in the breakdown lane, officers are forced to charge up again.
They're just flying past these other cars now. It's extremely risky driving.
Seconds later, danger looms in their path.
There's a stalled car ahead, a stalled car in the breakdown lane. Oh, they just swerved in time.
The driver decides he's had it with rush hour traffic. He barrels onto an elevated carpool lane. It's about the only legal maneuver he's made all morning.
Looks like they're gonna take the 95 into downtown.
Suddenly, the juveniles change tactics and exit the freeway. Now they terrorize a neighborhood, their own neighborhood.
Oh my God!
A mother pushing her infant had to flee out of their path.
Unbelievable!
Teenagers or not, officers have to shut these maniacs down. Police see an opportunity.
It looks like they're stopping on their own, now possibly bailing out. Nope, they're on their way. Here they go again.
Units nearby take this delay to race ahead of the pursuit. They want to show the kids there's nowhere to go. The driver panicked when he saw the waiting patrol car. He cranked the wheel and took one right on the nose. Officers draw their weapons. It's enough firepower to stop almost anyone. Instead, police learn just how relentless these juveniles are willing to be.
Nearly caused a head-on collision. Police units are in total disarray trying to keep up with these guys.
The teens rumble through a busy parking lot, other cars fleeing their path. An approaching motorist tries to intercept the truck, but it's no use. It was a foolish maneuver. this wannabe Samaritan could have caused a chain reaction of deadly collisions.
Civilians are being advised, stay clear. Let the police handle this situation. Let them do their job. This has become an extremely hazardous pursuit, and it's really only getting worse.
Police get more aggressive with their tactics. One unit charges up to give the truck a nudge. The determined driver doesn't give an inch. But when he tries to pull a U-turn, police see a prime chance to make a move.
They're boxing him in. They're boxing him in. They're driving back over the median, nearly clipping another vehicle, and now they're heading right into opposing traffic.
The officers rammed the truck to a halt, but it wound up facing the only escape route. The SUV's double wishbone suspension took the median with ease. It was a lucky break for the juveniles, but not so for the oncoming drivers, who gape in horror as the truck barrels right toward them.
It doesn't matter how many police units are involved, no matter what these guys do, they just can't seem to be pinned down.
Even a surprise roadblock won't stop this juggernaut. The chase careens across the roadway like a homicidal pinball game. Frantic officers try everything to block the truck's path.
They're even using a garbage bin.
Suddenly, the kids change tactics and head toward a residence, their own home.
They're turning down what appears to be a driveway, and they're slowing down. This could be coming to an end. They've stopped. They're bailing out. Now we have a foot bail. We've got a bailout. Officers are jumping out. It's now a foot pursuit.
The teens tear off in different directions. The younger two are apprehended within minutes, but the driver gets away. He will spend the next few weeks evading the law, a fugitive at age 15. But in the end, just like his brother and their friend, he too gets caught. It's hardest on the parents, who had to witness their own children run from the law and then take them to court, facing charges of strong-arm robbery and grand theft auto. For just a $35 score, these juveniles rambled.
They're weaving through traffic now.
Rumbled and pummeled their way through Miami like big-time felons. And by the time their rampage ended,
they're bailing out. Now we have a foot bail.
That's exactly what they were. Pinellas County, Florida. Corporal Richard Nalvin spots a vehicle on the hot list. The driver of the stolen Thunderbird is taking four friends for a ride. When he sees flashing lights behind him, he decides to take the officer for one too.
The suspect vehicle was a Ford Thunderbird Turbo Coupe, which is a quick car.
The T-Bird's 220 horses kick into high gear. Nalvin warns the driver over his PA. But the driver is deaf to reason. He blazes through a red light and accelerates down an open street. By the time the corporal is back on the road, the suspects are a dot on the horizon. But Nalvin's got a performance car of his own.
I was driving at the time a 1993 Ford Mustang 5-liter special service package vehicle. Reinforced suspension, brakes, more horsepower, dual exhaust systems.
With acceleration of 0 to 60 in less than 6 seconds, Corporal Nalvin catches up in no time. The suspects take the hint. They decide that if they can't outrun police in their car, they'll try it on foot. But officers have another advantage, numbers. The suspects are rounded up minutes later.
The suspects in the vehicle were all charged with various crimes, and the driver was charged with the grand theft and was found guilty.
It only takes a second for a crook to gain an edge. But when the right combination of handling and horsepower gave the edge back to Corporal Nalvin, he gave Pinellas County five fewer car thieves. coming up on Shocking Chases and Crashes.
Oh, this is extremely dangerous.
A determined deputy goes the distance.
He's running.
A barreling bank robber goes for broke.
He's abandoning his vehicle.
And a desperate driver goes down the hard way. And lives to tell about it.
Yeah, they're riding really solid.
They're going wild.
They take him out.
They're going over the edge. They're going to jail.
Code 4, they've got him.
Next.
Oh my God.
All residents should stay inside their homes.
Bad guys.
He's got a sawed-off shotgun.
They think they can get away.
He's running.
Good guys.
They take him out.
They know they can stop him.
Shut your truck off.
But it's not going to be easy. Spartanburg County, South Carolina.
He's running.
Sheriff's Deputy Randy Hollifield pursues a wild and desperate driver.
1080 with a white VW, long oak road.
The suspect has expired plates and a suspended license. Not exactly felony offenses.
Has no 1028 on it.
But that doesn't stop him from driving like a lunatic and risking everything to get away.
I don't know really what all he was thinking. He was really thinking of, I've just got to get away from this guy. I'm just going to go wherever I can to try to get away from him.
We're coming out up here at 585 and Upper Valley Falls Road.
If there's a shortcut to be found, a line to be crossed, or a red light to be run,
We're going on across.
The suspect will do it. But help is on the way.
Where you at, Randy?
We're going rolling. We're going rolling.
As a second deputy races toward the pursuit,
coming out Center Street,
he discovers the pursuit racing right toward him.
Watch it. We're coming right to it. We're turning.
Deputy Hollifield sees his backup almost become a casualty. It's a close call. Hollifield is determined to shut this guy down now.
Actually just try to break the traction of his wheels to get him to go one way or the other.
Trying to force an end to this pursuit, the deputy rams the suspect's rear bumper. Again. And again. But the VW holds the road and speeds off toward a nearby university.
Going toward USCS on this plunge road.
If this suspect is allowed to enter a heavily populated area, it could be disastrous. Suddenly, he screams into a sleeping neighborhood. Again, Hollifield stays right with him. The suspect's car accelerates quickly and has outstanding maneuverability. The deputy's cruiser can't always match it move for move. Deputy Hollifield mows down a lawn ornament and barrels through someone's front yard.
You look back on it and you sort of think it's funny, I guess, but it's not funny. It's not funny at the time.
As Hollifield rejoins the pursuit, his backup is right there to pick up the slack.
Watch him, he like to hit me now.
And this hellacious chase pours back onto a main road.
Headed towards Asheville Highway.
Within minutes, the suspect makes an even more dangerous detour, this time into a mobile home community.
Going in Green Acres Trailer Park.
The driver continues blazing wildly over narrow dirt roads, coming within inches of trees, trailers, and parked cars. By now, the suspect realizes that he can't shake his pursuer. No matter where he goes or how recklessly he drives, Deputy Hollifield is right behind him.
We're coming back around. We might come back around through Fair Park Road.
Desperate now, the suspect starts to panic. He careens into a private driveway and goes off-roading again. He slices through another yard between two trees and rumbles over a ditch. What happens next is unbelievable. He actually jumps from his rolling car and runs into the woods.
We probably had about 150, 200 yard foot chase, apprehended him, and it was just one of those nights.
To avoid a simple ticket,
He's running.
This suspect was willing to do anything and drive anywhere to get away. But tonight, Deputy Randy Hollifield was on the job.
Coming back around.
He dogged this suspect relentlessly, any way he could, to put an end to one of the wildest chases ever. Convenience stores. Easy targets for any two-bit thug.
Empty your pocket.
Especially if the only thing in their way is a single employee.
I was afraid it would happen, but I wondered what would happen or how I would feel when it did happen.
Eden, North Carolina. This mini market does a thriving business.
Thank you, Dave.
See you later.
Yeah, boy.
Today, the owner herself is working the day shift. And with a steady flow of customers, she has absolutely no idea of the terrifying events about to unfold. When she steps out from behind the counter, a masked bandit armed with a knife suddenly storms in.
Give me the money.
But his ill-fitting disguise doesn't have quite the intimidating effect he expected.
We were laughing because we thought it was funny, you know.
With his slashing knife inching closer and closer, she realizes that this is no joke. Obeying the nylon-clad bandit, she heads for the register. But she's got a surprise waiting under the counter. A loaded handgun.
I knew if he got to the gun before I did, he might could hurt us all, you know.
The hunter now becomes the hunted. Still high on adrenaline, she dials 911.
Could you send a cop up here?
I really wanted to catch him. I wanted to be able to catch him, you know, and hold him till the law came, but then he got away. I didn't know what would happen.
Because of her call, police quickly capture him before he can strike again. This crazed robber may have looked funny, but what happened at his trial was anything but.
How you, buddy?
Because of his prior record, the judge threw the book at him. Only 17 at the time of this attempted robbery, he got sentenced to state prison for 28 years. Coming up on Shocking Chases and Crashes.
Oh my God!
A brazen bank robber plays chicken.
Oncoming traffic.
A bad boy plays Russian roulette.
Look out, look out, look out, look out.
And a truck thief plays fast and loose with a deputy who doesn't play around.
Don't move!
Next.
We've never, ever seen anything quite like this before.
Their time is running out.
He's abandoning his vehicle.
Their moment of truth is at hand.
Shut your truck off.
When these guys start feeling the heat,
they take him out.
Something's gonna give. Santa Monica, California. A gunman robs a bank in broad daylight and then blasts down the freeway, leaving the police far behind.
He's doing at least 100 miles an hour.
At triple-digit speeds, the sedan recklessly whips across traffic lanes, muscles between other cars, and turns the shoulder into his own personal passing lane.
He appears to be exiting the freeway.
Swerving down an off-ramp, the suspect barely holds the road. This renegade robber acts like he owns the street, blazing across traffic lanes. Still, police keep their distance.
This driver is going right down the yellow divider.
When he hits a crowded intersection, the suspect jumps the curb, roars down the sidewalk, and runs the light. Anyone walking here might have been killed. Incredibly, no one is hurt. After the armed robber blows another red light,
oh no, he's driving into oncoming traffic. Oncoming traffic.
He makes a dangerous left turn into a residential area, looking for a place to hide.
If you're watching this right now, all residents should stay inside their homes.
With no cruisers in sight, this guy thinks he's alone, but he's wrong. Police are all around him. They're utilizing something called a parallel pursuit, following the suspect on side streets, while choppers overhead monitor his every move.
He's not gonna stop.
Thinking he's a step ahead of the cops, the bank-robbing bandit makes his move.
Okay, look, he is. He's abandoning his vehicle right now. He's abandoning his vehicle.
Jumping out of the rolling car, the suspect runs through an apartment complex. He throws open the gate, expecting to find freedom.
Still running. Suspect still running.
Instead, he finds the long arms of the law.
That's right. They have him surrounded.
The man who robbed a bank and hit the ground running now just hits the ground.
Code 4. They've got him. They've got him. Suspect in custody.
Police always look for ways to minimize danger while chasing a suspect.
He's doing at least 100 miles an hour.
The parallel pursuit is one of those ways.
This is just an accident waiting to happen.
Just ask this bank robber. His day began with a heist.
He's abandoning his vehicle right now.
And ended with a bust.
Code 4, they've got him.
Capturing a criminal takes a lot of hard work, but keeping them locked up takes something more. Hard evidence.
Thousand Oaks, California.
Got him.
Minutes ago, the men inside this red sedan pulled off a daring bank robbery in Malibu.
Yeah, we're coming up to Malibu Canyon right now.
Since then,
he's gonna lose it.
The getaway driver hasn't stopped flooring the gas pedal. L.A. County Sheriff's deputies don't let him out of their sight.
But this is getting real dicey here with changing lanes as radically as he is.
Innocent drivers barely have time to see him coming.
Not a good situation for the motorist on the highway at this moment. Okay, keep up.
The driver blazes down an off-ramp. Up ahead, cross traffic.
Very close, very close call.
But within minutes...
Stays westbound, back on the 101.
He's back on the freeway, pushing it to even greater speeds.
Now we're doing about 100.
Then the driver makes two crucial mistakes. His first, changing freeways.
He's getting on the southbound 405.
The 405 is one of the busiest freeways in the country. It takes skill and caution to negotiate it. His second mistake, little skill and no caution.
Clocked at about 105 mile an hour here.
He goes faster and faster in thicker traffic.
We're doing about 110 mile an hour.
And just when he can't push it any further, it happens.
Look out, look out, look out, look out.
The vehicle fishtails, arcing wildly over six lanes before finally slamming into the center divider. This brown car gets slightly damaged, but considering what could have happened, all the innocent motorists were very lucky. But the same can't be said for the driver of the getaway car. As deputies quickly swarm the vehicle and remove his accomplice, it's clear the driver has severe neck and back injuries. The young man will undergo months of painful therapy before he can walk again. This brutal bank robber drove as if no one else on the road mattered. He and his partner learned too late that greed plus speed can equal 20 years of pain.
Look out, look out, look out, look out.
And regret. Spartanburg, South Carolina. An officer has pulled over a pickup for speeding. He doesn't realize that 2 hours ago, it was stolen right off a dealer lot by a fearless car thief. And it's about to get the test drive of its life. The driver accelerates hard onto the highway, from zero to felon in 6.5 seconds.
Farmer, I'm 1080, 29, coming in towards the city with a Watts Monster pickup truck.
The suspect barrels toward a railroad crossing at full throttle.
Farmer, if he hits these railroad tracks as fast as he's going, he's going 1050.
But this new truck with a raised suspension and skid plates was built for such abuse. The cruiser gets rattled just trying to keep pace.
Well, we're coming on up to the square, coming by City Hall.
Within seconds, the pickup charges through the heart of the city. Even at this late hour, pedestrians are on the street.
Farmer, we're going by the big tower.
It's a reckless slalom on narrow roads. The officer can only follow in the suspect's wake.
No, we're going up the wrong way. We're going up the wrong way.
2 miles later, when they're back outside of town, the officer moves in to ram the pickup off the road. But the wannabe stunt driver hits the gas, testing the truck's all-out speed. Ramming him now could send the pickup into a death roll. The officer backs off.
Affirmative, we still headed toward 29.
With nothing but open road ahead, the suspect just has to outlast the officer's gas tank.
Going by angles, car.
But he decides to give the pickup one more crucial test. Cornering.
10-50, Farmer.
His tires locking, the suspect skids headlong into a pole. The officer rushes to the battered pickup.
Don't move! Don't move! You understand what I'm saying? All right.
A snap of the cuffs, and the driver's daredevil days are over.
Bad, ain't you?
This arrogant car thief went from no money down to 6 months in prison.
Oh, I'm going up the wrong way.
A high price to pay for any vehicle. Coming up on Shocking Chases and Crashes. Nazi punks lose their money and their drugs.
Put your hands up, don't.
A fugitive in Missouri loses his car and his freedom. And some armed robbers in L.A. lose their way.
And he's back on the wrong side of the road.
And almost their lives.
These guys are supposed to be armed.
Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
And he says, I've got nothing to lose. They take him out.
Hey, buddy, you okay?
The face of hate. The face of right.
Shut your truck off.
For an officer, good and evil face off. Every day. During a pursuit, police have to do two things at once. Catch the bad guys and keep innocent bystanders out of harm's way. St. Ann, Missouri. The driver of this car has multiple traffic warrants and a revoked license.
Yeah, he's just weaving back and forth in the lane now.
But he's back behind the wheel with a vengeance and with his terrified wife on board.
He just blew the red light.
He rockets ahead at breakneck speed, putting everyone on these busy streets in danger. Police scramble to keep up with him.
Are we set up with spikes?
They use spike strips to rupture the car's tires. But the driver barrels on anyway, straight toward a crowded intersection. The rear patrol car follows him into opposing lanes, desperate to alert cross traffic. The officer blares his siren and escorts the reckless driver through. Suddenly, police get a break. A quarter-mile stretch of clear road. One officer races ahead. The frantic driver lunges at the patrol car.
He just tried to ram me.
The officer knocks him back. But the next time, he knocks him for a loop. The officer strikes the vehicle at a precise point in its turn. It spins around on bare rims until it faces the patrol car. While the other cruisers box it in, the officer shuts the lid. The driver tries to play it cool, but he ends up in the hot seat, charged with felony assault and 17 more traffic violations. This man played Russian roulette with people's lives. Luckily, there were no victims in this round, thanks to the hard-hitting efforts of the St. Ann PD. Visalia, California. The DEA and local police raid two apartments belonging to neo-Nazi drug dealers. The operation is a success. They find bundles of cash, several pounds of crystal meth, and stacks of hate paraphernalia. The only problem? They make no arrests because the suspects aren't home.
We served a search warrant over there and recovered 2 pounds of meth along with...
Still, police are pleased with the raid.
What kind of an operation was this, in your opinion?
The Kings County operation...
But while Sergeant Steve Abbott gives an interview to a local news crew, something happens that's almost beyond belief.
Small time, but they were making frequent trips to Kings County to pick up.
Okay. So what happened today?
Here's a truck right here behind us.
We searched.
It's the suspects coming down the street in a pickup. Sergeant Abbott knows that any hesitation could cost him his life.
Shut your truck off.
So he acts fast.
Hands up! Hands up!
It all happens in a flash.
Here's a truck right here behind us.
Staying calm, Sergeant Abbott sees his opportunity. He's not in uniform, and the camera crew is shielding his gun hand. He has the element of surprise.
Shut your truck off.
Police officer, hands up!
In the blink of an eye, he gets the drop on the heavily armed drug dealers. The white supremacists are out of the truck and in custody before they even know what hit them.
Put your hands up, don't move.
And the police get what they wanted most, a complete list of their neo-Nazi drug contacts. This would have been a good bust even if authorities had only seized the drugs and money. But thanks to the sharp eyes and steely nerves of Sergeant Steve Abbott, these punks will be trading their iron crosses for iron bars. Coming up on Shocking Chases and Crashes.
They're gonna try and take him out before he kills somebody.
LA officers try to save thousands of commuters from a couple of armed robbers.
This is extremely dangerous.
While officers in Nebraska try to save one suicidal man from himself.
Yeah, they're riding really south.
It's never easy, but it's always worth it.
Hey, buddy, you okay?
Whoa, that was close. They take him out.
When desperation turns to madness.
This is extremely dangerous.
When escape becomes futile. Officers will be there.
They're not complying right now.
To pick up the pieces.
Hey, buddy, you okay?
In Broken Bow, Nebraska, Captain Roy Kreitz follows a possible DUI.
405 Chester County, 1052.
Things get more interesting when a routine check shows the van was involved in a break-in.
Possible suspect involved in B&E.
Kreitz can be sure of only one thing. This is no longer a simple traffic ticket.
Could I see your operator's license and registration, please?
The captain sees that the driver is upset.
Just relax, buddy.
And unresponsive.
Sir, I asked to see your operator's license, and I'd like to see it now, please.
Rather than hand over his ID, the suspect puts the van in gear and pulls away.
Sir?
Captain Kreitz jumps into his cruiser and gives chase.
405 in pursuit. 405 in pursuit.
But as this pursuit progresses, he gets the feeling that escape might not be the suspect's goal.
Driver, pull over. Driver, pull over.
Again and again, the driver veers into oncoming lanes.
Driver, pull over.
For a moment, it looks like the suspect will comply. But instead, he does the unthinkable.
Subject just... Subject County 405 desires ambulance. Need an ambulance.
Bent on suicide, the driver races off-road, launching his van into a stand of trees.
Chester County 405 desires ambulance.
When the dust settles, Kreitz is faced with a mass of splintered lumber and twisted steel.
10 and 28 are en route to unit 2.
Defying all odds, the driver is still alive.
Hey, buddy, you okay?
Subject is conscious, heavy bleeding. Take it easy, man. Get you some help here.
Moments later, help arrives. The suspect's attempt to kill himself has failed. The self-destructive suspect was lucky.
Driver, pull over.
He got another chance at life. As for Captain Roy Kreitz,
Chester County 405 desires ambulance.
He got a stark reminder that there is no such thing.
Could I see your operator's license, please?
As a simple traffic stop. When officers are looking to end a pursuit, the window of opportunity can be very small. If the timing isn't perfect, you may not get a second chance. Los Angeles, California. Rush hour.
I just can't see this ending peacefully. This guy is obviously desperate, a parolee, and he says, I've got nothing to lose.
Two armed robbery suspects lead a serpentine tail of police cars on a path of recklessness.
Oh no, look at this. There's a bus coming up here. This could just be a disastrous situation. This guy's on the wrong side of the road. You can't see it. There's an MTA bus that just pulled over to the right. We've never, ever seen anything quite like this before. When will this pursuit end?
With more than 2 million commuters headed home, every intersection is a minefield.
We may be making a right turn. Don, there's a vehicle in the way. Oh, that was narrowly a collision. Did you see that?
Police hang back, looking for a break in traffic to ram him off the road.
LAPD has now got two helicopters. They've got another helicopter overhead.
But where will they find such a break at this hour, in a city this populated?
It's very, very busy here in West LA. We've got rush hour traffic, and there's a pedestrian coming up right there. Almost hits pedestrians as he makes the right turn.
LAPD airships watch helplessly as the suspects have one near miss after another.
And he's back on the wrong side of the road. We've seen this over and over.
But when the suspects cut through a parking lot, they make it clear that nothing will stand in their way.
Blocked in. This could be an end here. There's a Mercedes there. He's saying, get out of the way, get out of the way.
The suspects don't wait. They hit the Mercedes. Police respond quickly.
They rammed him. This is extremely dangerous.
Police knock the suspects clear. Now these guys are wanted for a hit-and-run felony.
He's now on the wrong side of the road. There's somebody trying to make a left turn. He stops. Whoa, that was close.
Police choppers coordinate an effort to get ahead of the pursuit.
I can hear the CHP saying, tax strip, anything. Anything we have to stop this pursuit.
But there's too much traffic to put down spike strips. And every attempt at a roadblock is too little, too late.
And there you see, those officers are stopped.
The suspects become more brazen, swerving into oncoming traffic in a dangerous game of chicken.
He's on the wrong side of the road. There's cars coming, and they're coming very fast. He goes left.
As police follow in the suspect's wake, they get a disturbing update.
He's got a sawed-off shotgun.
Police know that being aggressive too soon could injure dozens of civilians. They have to wait for the right moment.
Wrong side of traffic again, and there's cross-traffic, cross-traffic. Here he comes through the intersection here, southbound, now on Westwood Boulevard.
Their patience is about to pay off.
We're in a residential neighborhood. This could come to an end right here.
The suspects drive through a neighborhood, and the streets are clear.
If there's no civilians, they're going to take him out before he kills somebody.
Police only have time to get one cruiser ahead of the chase.
They're looking for a place to take him out. They want this thing to end.
An officer hides in wait. He knows this is a one-shot opportunity.
They're going to try and cut him off right here.
For the suspects, it comes out of nowhere.
Look at that. Oh, they take him out. They take him out, and you can see this thing has come to an end. Guns drawn. These guys are supposed to be armed.
The officer, backing up, delivers a textbook blow to the suspect's rear quarter panel. Within seconds, two cruisers have the car pinned.
These are dangerous suspects who have been trying to get away, armed with sawed-off shotguns. They're bringing up beanbag shotguns. They are taking cover. See, an officer tries to get in the shotgun. Doesn't work out. They're not complying right now.
It's a tense standoff. The fugitives have the hardware and desperation to turn things deadly.
Officers have now taken cover. This is very dangerous.
But police have already demonstrated their greatest weapon, patience.
There you can see the suspect in the red shirt gets out of the vehicle. Turning around right for the LAPD there.
Faced with a no-win situation, the fugitives surrender.
Okay, right there, two suspects proned out on a private residence.
Police secure the scene. This chase is over, with no civilian casualties.
They're taking him into custody. Code 4.
In a city known for terrifying pursuits, this one had the makings of a catastrophe.
Ah, there he goes.
But precision tactics by the Los Angeles police prove a valuable point.
They rammed him. Oh, this is extremely dangerous.
When a chase threatens a city of thousands...
There's a vehicle in the way. Oh, that was narrowly a collision.
That one moment of opportunity is worth waiting for. Next. on shocking chases and crashes, a suspect beyond reckless, an ending beyond belief. When criminals run from the law, they think they're indestructible. Without a second thought, they'll try stunts that border on the suicidal. Mebane, North Carolina. A routine call about a reckless driver turns out to be anything but routine. Officer Alan Byrd picks up the trail of a driver out of control. Byrd has to assume he has a good reason for running.
Normally, when somebody runs in that situation, the car's stolen, they're wanted for some reason, drugs, or drinking and driving.
Fueled by pure adrenaline, the young man pushes the limits of boldness with every turn. He barrels down the road, nearly missing an oncoming cop car. When the driver realizes that he can't shake the pursuing officer, he becomes even more reckless. The deluded daredevil plows through a red light, narrowly avoiding a passing motorist. Cheating death only makes him more cocky. He hits the gas and blasts forward, but the curve of the road takes him by surprise. He skids out of control and drifts into oncoming traffic. Jolted by the near miss, the frantic driver moves to plan B. He motors to the slow lane and reduces his speed. What you're about to see is unbelievable. In a moment of blind desperation, the driver leaps from the speeding car. Officer Byrd can't believe his eyes.
When he jumped out of the vehicle, I was stunned. It's just amazing that someone would attempt to jump out of a moving vehicle.
The abandoned car rolls for more than half a mile, veering into oncoming traffic. Surprised drivers swerve to avoid a collision. Miraculously, he escapes with just minor scrapes and bruises.
Yeah, the right remains silent. Anything you say can be used against the court law.
When this guy hit the gas, he thought he was untouchable. He ended up with a felony record, a prison sentence, and enough road rash to last a lifetime. But after a stunt like this, he's lucky to have a life at all.
He's running.
Drive back over the median.
Some things have to be seen to be believed.
Oh, my God!
From the callousness of criminals to the dangers of law enforcement.
Shut your truck off.
When cameras capture it all, it all becomes clear. There's nothing more shocking than criminals at their wildest.